God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar, you will see the Bible come alive as you see the centuries unfold before your eyes. Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood, co-founder of Conservative Theological University, will present a 7,000-year world history and Bible timeline, revealing God's world history, past, present, and future. Recommended for pastors, Christian school teachers, Bible students, and homeschoolers. It all happens Saturday, August 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A light lunch will be provided. Registration is $99 and includes syllabus, lecture, and the light lunch. You will never view the Bible in the same way after you attend this powerful, informative seminar presentation. It's God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar with Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood. Saturday, August 27th. Register now. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the issue that is most prevalent and on all of the news media today, not just in America, but around the globe. I'm calling it America Has Fallen, Has Fallen. I believe we have just watched the death blow to the Constitutional Republic called the United States of America. First time in the history of America, we've had the weaponization of the FBI and the DOJ and the other thugs with badges that's become the agents for political retaliation out of the White House with President Joe Biden. I'm looking at an article. We'll read a brief portion of this, and then we'll talk with Greg, one of our 4 sons. Greg's calling from the southern tip of heaven up in Northeast Tennessee. We're going to talk with Greg about these issues and see what his take happens to be on it. Here's the article that says, "History repeats itself. Democrats are using tactics of the Marxist of the 1917 in Russia. Their final assault on America begins tonight." And that was yesterday's headline. 2020, the perfect storm facing our republic. All 3 branches of our government are in peril. Historical discovery. Let me just read you this well-written article, about 5 or 6 pages. I'll just give you the introduction. An election in 1917 forecast the election in 2020. This date, by the way, is dated August the 8th, 2022. Here are the elements of the election 103 years ago. Years of preparatory work were spent in misleading and misdirectional propaganda. Contested voting results marred the election's finality and ultimately its dismal end. Claims that the poor were going to be disenfranchised of their votes. The scheduled voting was extended to 2 months. Division, violence, slander, libel were widespread. A delusional, cunning, convincing campaign made unrealistic promises to win the population. Anger and mob violence were deliberately stirred against privilege, possession, and status. Deceptive claims pervaded the majority, persuaded the majority, that they were robbed of their electoral victory. Inevitable civil war was sparked at the election end because Lenin's group failed to win the majority. The dissolution of the old state and the transformation of the new system was promised to lead to true socialism, but it brought the history's worst and longest ruling tyrant. And it goes on to say, and here's how it happened. Ladies and gentlemen, very briefly, another headline says, unprecedented FBI agent raid Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Former President Trump said Monday evening at Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida, was under siege by a large group of federal FBI agents in a pre-dawn raid. No, nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States of America before. After working in this is President Trump's statement. After working and cooperating with the relevant governmental agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate, Trump said. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by the radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in upcoming midterm elections. Trump said that such an assault could only take place in a broken third world country. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level never seen before in our history. He alleged that the FBI agents even broke into his personal safe in his home. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to have Greg Youngblood with us today. Greg is one of our four sons. Greg has his earned credentials in ecclesiastical jurisprudence. That means in theology and in constitutional law. And I'm always thankful to have him be a part of a broadcast, especially with the subject as constitutionally focused as this is today. Greg, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule while you're in the, what is it? Is it sunshine in your part of the country, the southern tip of heaven? Is it raining? Is it overcast? What's your weather like, Greg?
I'm enjoying watching the sun peek through the clouds and dance across these mountains right now. It's one of the most beautiful things in the world to see literally the mountain shapes and contours popping as the sunshine hits it and then drifts across it. It's almost like they're moving. It's a level of beauty. It's a level of beauty that you can't get in flatland Florida. If there is a rise of more than 20 foot in elevation in Northeast Florida, you know what you're looking at? You're looking at a landfill. Up here, these are God's mountains. As a matter of fact, if you look at this part of the country from a satellite and you see all the rolls and contours, it looks like the peaks and, you know, the ridges and valleys of fingerprints. And I always say those are the fingerprints of God right here in East Tennessee. But, you know, it's interesting. If you're paying attention this morning, I'm about to size up your audience. If you're listening right now, if you've been paying attention over the last 34, 36 hours, you know what? You fall in one of three categories. Absolutely fall in one of three categories. You're mad, or you're ignorant, or you're in support of totalitarianism. So I want you to analyze yourself right now. Look in the mirror. I want to know, are you mad this morning? Because if you're not, you fall in one of the other two categories. And if you're ignorant, you're perhaps unwillingly or unknowingly supporting totalitarianism. You're falling in one of those three categories this morning, right now, today. I say this morning, the morning's past. Realize this has never happened before in history. Realize that this former president, Donald Trump, he's been personally raided. But before this happened, six, count them, six of his attorneys have had their offices or homes raided. Now ask yourself this question. Has this ever happened before in the history of America? No, this happens in third world dictatorship countries. This happens in authoritarian countries. This happens in totalitarian countries. This doesn't happen in America because we have a constitution and every single public office holder swears an oath to support, protect, and defend it. I got news for you. We've got agents in the government today that oath means nothing. The responsibility that they carry, according to the Declaration, is to secure our rights. What are they securing today? They're trampling our rights. And if they can do it to Donald J. Trump, I got news for you. And they can do it to you. They've done this to Project Veritas. They've come in and raided those offices. That's a media company. That is, they literally fall under that First Amendment protection. You know, and if we don't have a free press in this country, and if we don't have freedom of speech in this country, and they don't want us to have freedom of religion in this country, they don't want us to have Second Amendment rights to defend ourselves in this country, and now they don't want us to be secure in our papers and our privacy in our own homes and offices. Keep in mind, you go, well, if he didn't do anything wrong, you know what? I don't want to hear that out of any of you idiots. If you didn't do anything wrong, he shouldn't care. Well, open your house up then. Give the keys to local law enforcement. Say, anytime you take a fancy, come on in my house and take a look around. I've had law enforcement before going, ah, it's no big deal, it's no big deal, it's no big deal. And you go, hold on a second, folks. What happens with you? You're a law enforcement officer. You come in off a double, and all of a sudden you get home, you're sweaty and nasty. You shed all your battle rattle, if you will. You shed your guns and handcuffs and badge, and you hop in the shower. And at that very moment, your house is walked into by other law enforcement officers. Guess what? That gun is an easy reach of a minor. All of a sudden, you're a criminal. You didn't do anything wrong. You're just taking a shower, and you knew your kids were out in the yard. Understand now? That's a little bitty point. That's most people don't even know what in the world I'm talking about. But I have news for you. If you are examined to the point and to the degree that Donald J. Trump has been examined, they will put you in jail. Because you are doing something wrong. By the time the average person makes it to work in the morning, they violated at least a dozen different laws. We in this country, under constitutional governance, we do not investigate people. We investigate crimes. What crime is being committed? I want to see the stinking warrant. I want to see the judge that signed off on this thing. I want to see what they hauled out of Donald J. Trump's home and his safe. Right now, this is a setup. The entire thing is intended to exclude Donald J. Trump from a 2024 election because they know he will decimate the deep state. He will upset the apple cart of everybody on the left and half those people like Mitch McConnell that have sold out to the system over the past decade. He will upset their apple cart. He will undo a lot of the things that they make their tens of millions of dollars on while they claim to be serving the public. That's why this is happening. We are literally facing the dissolution of constitutional governance in this country today. Unless this is brought to a complete halt, unless these agencies are brought to complete heel and dismantled, many of them, we see America going down the tubes. A third world tyrannical dictatorship is the only thing in America's future.
Absolutely, Greg. Let me ask you a couple of questions perhaps our listeners may have on their minds. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your take on what has taken place. Are you in agreement with the raid? Do you think it should have happened? Were there other recourses that could have taken place that could have accomplished perhaps the same thing? Greg, I understand that President Trump had been in negotiating stages with the FBI for about 10 months, a little shy of a year, because of the claim that he had documents that he shouldn't have taken. And they had already had FBI seated in his conference room there at Mar-a-Lago. They'd gone through all of the boxes that he had. They had not said, we need to take this, we need to take that, or anything. They knew what was in the boxes because they'd already gone through them, through President Trump and his attorneys, dealing with the attorneys for the DOJ that, according to the archives division, that they wanted those documents back. And they're claiming now that some of them could have been classified. Here's my question. They did not go through any of those boxes while on the premises. They simply carried everything out. What's to prevent them from inserting something in a box and say, there's the thing that we're after. There's what we're looking for. There's an article or a document that he shouldn't have had. Number one, my concern is that. Number two is if they carried them out without going through them, they violated perhaps whatever the terminology in the warrant. A warrant must be in specificity of what they're looking for when they raid a home or business, must be in specificity, what room you're supposed to find it in, specifically what you're looking for, and that you found it. Now, that being said, what was wrong with what they did? Were there other avenues they could have taken since he was already in negotiation with them? By the way, if there's anything in it called classified, he would be the top person that can say, well, I declassify it as president. That could have been his position. So what were the recourses they could have taken other than the violation of his rights, the constitutional destruction, and with him out of state in New York in his Trump Towers? They knew they'd been surveilling him. They knew he was not at home. They did that purposely while he was gone. What's the recourse? What other standards could they have used? What should they have done that they did not do, and why?
Listen, they mean to indict this man. They mean to keep his name off the ballot in 2024. That is all that we're seeing today. Merrick Garland, thank God he is not on the U.S. Supreme Court. The man has no fidelity to his oath of office. He is a pure partisan today. Understand, when Democrats today and these leftist media types talk about defending democracy, what they're really talking about is defending the Democratic Party. By the way, this is not a democracy. This is a constitutional republic.
Yes.
These nitwits have become so partisan. These agencies, DOJ, CIA, FBI, right on down the list of the three-letter acronyms, they have become pure partisan agencies. They have become militant arms of the Democratic Party. In 2016, the Department of Justice employee contributions went 97% to Hillary Clinton. The agency has been overwhelmed by leftists. The Department of State, 99% of Department of State employee contributions went to Hillary Clinton in 2016. The city, if you will, the District of Columbia is overwhelmed by leftists. That's why they let leftists go when they go and show up in front of a jury trial. They let them go. They can be guilty of all manner of evil. They let them go. That's why they take what they perceive as conservatives and keep them incarcerated for 18 months post January 6th, even though many of them had criminal offenses that amounted to a slap on the wrist, $350, send you home. Some of them had things that they pled guilty to under a plea deal, and they would have been afforded a six-month sentence. Already spent 18 months in jail, and they won't bring them up for sentencing, because if you bring them up for sentencing, it's time served, go home. They don't bring them up for sentencing. One man just committed suicide because they would not bring him up, sentence him, and send him home. Understand, this is the way leftist totalitarian states work. They will absolutely crush you if you're perceived as their political adversary. That's what's going on today. What could have happened, and this is the way it
– Go ahead.
This is the way it always happens, always should happen. There's a level of professionalism. If you're an officer of the court, if you're an attorney in the United States and you're in good faith dealing with the Department of Justice, guess what? You continue to deal in good faith, and you trade back and forth with your emails and your letters and your correspondence and your interrogatories in order to complete an act. You don't break into somebody's house and pursue a warrant, break into somebody's house and raid their house to get things that you can work out otherwise. You use that as a – if you have an uncooperative party, especially if they may flee the jurisdiction, this, that, or the other thing. But this is part of the Axios thing, the Axios article that was published showing documents in the toilet. This was intended as a precursor to what I believe is an unlawful raid. This was intended to set up the circumstances by which they can just go and create whatever they would like or – dig through. This is Watergate-esque, but it's much worse. The five folks that broke into the Watergate Tower into the DNC headquarters in 1972, they were all former FBI and CIA. Today, the raid that took place on six attorneys. Now, this the raids on the six attorneys for Donald Trump. This take place over the past 18 months, but the raid on Donald Trump's place and those six attorneys, they're being done by current active duty agents of the government. They have militarized government agencies to perform political tasks, political nose, tampering. And I mean, even the taps on the Trump Tower, those were done by the FBI, perhaps the CIA. They are using our money to complete political tasks that would be unlawful under any other circumstances.
Hold your thought for just a moment, Greg. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Oh, yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for your show. I appreciate it. I just want to say that, these people in power, the New World Order, so to speak, they have all the power and resources they need. That's why I believe they're doing what they're doing right now. And they control the media. They control all aspects of government, the judicial system, everything. And they had taken an oath unto death and unto Lucifer to serve Satan. They had taken an oath to serve Satan. And this is the problem that the Christians need to get organized and come under the banner of and in one banner and fight against this evil.
Kevin, you're exactly right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're up against a fight against total darkness right now.
Yes.
And the enemy wants to get us into strife. And everybody needs to prepare for World War III, for a revolution, or whatever comes our way, because there's going to be a fight. And we can see that it's inevitable.
We're on the fast track for that, Kevin. And I believe we're on the fast track for that. And this is the reason every Christian needs to pray, prepare, plan, and be willing to participate in whatever it takes to stand for our Constitution, for the biblical truth, and for what we have that God has given us as a constitutional republic that we have today. Kevin, thank you so much for your call, for your input. You're spot on with what you're saying. Greg, let me ask you a question. Here's my take on this, my takeaway from the whole picture. They have used the requirement, the request, the demand from supposed the National Archives and the documents they claim that they need. They have used that for an excuse to get in the home, to get the boxes, because they want to go through everything that Trump has. They're trying to find a hook that will tie Trump to the January 6th riots at the Capitol. That's the bottom line that they're after. They've gone through everything they could with the witnesses. Rather than trying to subpoena Trump to talk in the January committee, because the January 6th committee is illegal, unconstitutionally formed, no power, no authority because of the unconstitutionality of it. And so they're using the backdoor approach to get his documents, to find anything that he might say. They didn't just want those documents that were already boxed that supposedly the National Archives wanted. They knew where they were, and they'd already gone through those by the FBI. I think there's a deeper, and I believe this deep dive was the hook to try to find some way to tie him to insurrection that they're claiming that he carried out January the 6th, 2021. What are your thoughts, and how should we respond as Christians today?
These people are the left, Democrats, and I'll tell you what, I used to just say leftists because, you know, but Democrats, you got a 99% plus ratio leftist. They've given into this leftist agenda, and quite frankly, you've got a chunk of those that have an R behind their name that are a leftist. But they have literally trounced anything that we call constitutional governance. They intend to find anything they can. This is their last gasp, their last hope to be able to prevent Donald Trump from going on the ballot in 2024. You have within the Fourth Amendment the clear statement, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. What is unreasonable? That's what we saw in this. The reality is, if he had classified documents, what is he going to do with them? Is he a national security threat? Well, I guess the left perceives him as a national security threat. He was a president for 4 years. He could classify or declassify documents on a whim. He could choose to give security clearances to folks on a whim or strip them on a whim because he was the president of the United States. He was put the chief executive of the United States. The authority is vested in him and not in the bureaucracy. Do you understand that? Article 3 vests power in the president of the United States, and then that power is throughout the system, the executive system, with the appointments and agencies. Now, these agencies are completely running amok, okay? They're completely running amok. They fought the agencies – fought Donald Trump for 4 years. Executive-level agencies fought Donald Trump for 4 years. Executive-level agencies did the unlawful warrants on Trump and his supporters within the campaign and then during his presidency. They unlawfully tapped phones. They unlawfully investigated things. Literally, when I say unlawfully, understand they changed federal documents. The FBI attorney that was taking things to the FISA court in order to extend warrants on Carter Page literally lied, falsified documents. Now, he should have been disbarred forever and spent time in jail. He got a year probation sentence. Understand, anybody else would have been facing long time in jail. This is the sort of thing that they're doing. And understand, again, if they can do it to him, they can do it to you. I want to give the definition for him. This is an Oxford definition of totalitarianism: a system of government that is centralized and dictatorial and requires complete subservience
to the state. That's what we are facing today. If you think that is distasteful, then you need to be rising up. You need to do your homework really, really quick. You need to be vocal before these representatives, these senators. They represent your state. They represent you as an individual. If you're not burning up the phones today, you're not doing your job. If you didn't know any of this stuff, you either failed history or a history teacher failed you, one or the other. You need to stand up now, because this is your last chance as an American people to stand up and to preserve the liberties that, listen, they can disappear in a moment. Now, Thomas Paine, back during the Revolution, he said, if there's to be trouble, let it be in my day so my children can know peace. If you care for your children, if you care for your grandchildren, right now is the time that you must stand up. At least, the very least you can do is burn up the phone and let these folks in Congress know this is unacceptable. I've not seen nearly enough. I've not seen nearly enough. Where is Mitch McConnell today? I've not seen nearly enough representatives and senators calling this out for the egregious unconstitutional act that it is.
I'm thankful for people, Greg, like Anthony Sabatini, one of the Florida representatives that's now running for Florida Senate, running for the Senate for the United States. It says President Donald Trump's Florida home was just raided by Biden's FBI. Quote, I'm calling for an emergency session in the Florida legislature to vote on a bill to cut ties with the DOJ and to allow for the arrest of any FBI agent acting outside of their jurisdiction. The radical left is doing everything in their power to interfere with the 2024 presidential election and stop the greatest American president of my life forever holding office again. Enough is enough. The corrupt political establishment needs to be drained from Washington swamp immediately, end quote. And then another headline, Greg, says, enough. House GOP pledges investigation of DOJ with November win after FBI raids President Trump's home. And he goes on to talk about, I've seen enough. And this is from Kevin McCarthy, which I think is worthless. But anyway, he says, the Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponization and politicization of their office. Republicans, take back the House. We will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. We're coming, end quote. Greg, we got about 25 seconds of this broadcast. How should we as Christians and conservatives live? How should we respond? What should we do? Give us a ray of hope in the closing of this broadcast.
Listen, I'm angry today. I'm angry today. I'm angry as many of our founding fathers were, and the stand that they took. Patrick Henry, I believe, was the one that said, may your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you are our countrymen. If you're not willing to stand today, you're not my brethren. If you're not willing to stand today, you don't love liberty. So stand today for the liberty that so many have shed blood for in this country. It was bought at a high price. Don't let it go to waste.
Yes. Greg, thank you so much for taking time to join us on this very, very important subject today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issue.
1.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.